And our airport. They've done a beautiful job redoing our airport.
Beautiful what they've done out there.
Can you get some more planes out there?
We're working on a Houston connection, and that is something wonderful. We're working on. It's you know, it's now a possibility.
Yeah, I'm just a typical whiny person. Now the airport is, now can you do more? You know, can't ever stop. But it would be great to get another, to where we go somewhere from here to Dallas, if here to Houston.
You can't go to heaven from San Angelo.
They said heaven or hell. Or heaven or hell.
That's right.
You got to go to Dallas first. Yeah. That's a fact.
But we're going to fix this so we can make an alternative to go to Houston.
Okay, that's pretty close. But that would be good, though, because it gives you a whole different direction.
It's coming.
So that is great. Can we even tell what airline maybe?
No, don't know. I really don't know. Okay. I know that we've been working several years on this. We've had some interest. I understand that the one that they're working with now is not even one we've been talking to. So it's I think we've got a good shot at this one from what I hear.
Well, we have a beautiful facility. I mean, if you had that. See, I go out there and eat. I like Mansfield Cafe. I think the people that work out there are awesome.
I think their food is
very reasonable and good. But going out there, and the people at the airport are nice people.
Yes.
And just this year being the president, I'm flying a lot, more traveling than I want to. But the airport is beautiful.
The facility's
nice, and it's fairly easy to get in and out.
It's got an escalator.
Up there, one down.
That's
it's good. And nice. It's just a nice facility. So hopefully that'll happen. We got the water in the works. We got the airport looking good. We got our workout facilities looking good, for lack of a better word, our paths. Okay, now let's talk about the roads.
The roads we're in the middle of. You know, 2 years ago, we decided, when we made our five priorities in spring of 2014, we said that water was first and roads were second. And we have worked hard. Here, before that time, we put very little into road maintenance. But beginning last year, we made the determination as a council that we would crack, seal, and seal coat every street in our city on an eight-year cycle. This year starts number two. Last year, we turned loose a project that was worth almost $5 million, and we started a very serious seal coat program. Some bad streets and some good streets, because good streets, when they crack, if we don't seal them with tar and gravel, they will become bad streets. So we started last year. We have turned it this year. We are increasing our bids. We're increasing the streets, and we are starting the second year of our seal coat program. And then next year we'll continue. But we have made a promise as a council that we would do every street in the city of San Angelo on an eight-year cycle. Plus, we have engineered and we have started some construction on major roads, which is, I think we borrowed $16 million. It's about an 8 to 10 year plan, which time we'll pay it off. We'll go out and do it again. So we will be starting construction this year on MLK, because we have some state money to work with as well. So we will start with MLK with a rebuild. We will start the infrastructure under Bell Street, and there's a tremendous amount of infrastructure with the sewer plant and the water. We will start infrastructure on Bell Street. Next year, it is already in the plans to do a rebuild of Bell Street. We put it into three sections. The next on the line, we've got College Hills, but we have a list from bad to worse, or from worse to better, where we are going to be working on these streets to either mill and overlay, which is relatively inexpensive, to complete rebuild, which is very expensive, and then to just repave on the ones that are still good. So that is in the works. We've already borrowed the money. We're going to start.
Well, and Mayor, I've got just a personal question, I guess. I've watched, especially when we had our horrible drought we just talked about. We had more settlement and more cracks in houses that were had never had it, that were 20 and 30 years old. There's no way, with our soil in San Angelo, Texas, where when it goes for no rain for 4 or 5, 6 months to 8 inches of rain, our soil expands. That soil is the same under those roads.
Oh, yes.
So the roads have to be having the same stress that the houses and everything else are having.
Plus all the heavy traffic that we had on our roads when people came to town in the big trucks.
Well, I like Drew Darby's, though. We have all these people moving to Texas, and they're bringing their cars and their trucks, but they ain't bringing no roads.
They're not bringing a road with them, are they?
So, I've seen the cracks in even the newer streets. So, basically, this is preventing maintenance.
And, you know, I had people call me last year that said, you know, I live in a nice area of town. We've got a relatively new street. Why are you out here working on my street? Why aren't you working on a bad one? Well, if we don't work on them when they crack and they're good, then it will not take long, and they will be bad. So, we're trying to do maintenance in every division and get these cracks sealed.
This has been within a week. I had a guy say, well, Scott, these roads are working. When are they going to do these roads and be done with them?
Oh, that's it. Never.
Well, that asset. Okay, I didn't mean to say that word.
Yeah.
The question is, I said, when's the last time you've been to Dallas? Yeah. And he said, I don't know. I said, well, I can tell you, from when my daughter was young, and she's in her 30s, we were going to Arlington for the soccer games. I just came back from a meeting up there. They're still working on the roads. They're probably still going to be working on the roads long after I'm gone. We're probably, if we're smart, and it's my personal opinion, you tell me what you say, if we're smart, we'll never stop working on the roads.
It's a continual maintenance. And, you know, our city, back in the mid-80s, we got rid of all of our men, and we got rid of our equipment. We used to do our own paving. We got rid of it. We privatized. But we are now realizing that that was probably not the wisest thing we could have done. And now we are buying equipment. We're trying to bring some men on so that we'll be able to do some maintenance on these streets ourselves.
I love talking to our mayor, because I think he does a lot of great things. But I get pumped up. So if I start talking too fast, guys, you got to slow me down.
I get in trouble with that too, Scott.
I'm passionate about our city.
I am as well.
I'm passionate about what we're doing or what you're doing. And it's exciting to me. And just what you were telling me at break, let's share that with everybody.
You know, we have started something in our recreation department this year that we have needed in the city of San Angelo for years. We've always had a strong Little League program in all of our towns, the South, the North, the West, Lakeview. We've had a strong Little League program, but it went through the majors, which means when these kids hit 13, there was no more baseball. So we had a junior and a senior league with the 14 and 15-year-old, that we had nothing to accommodate them. So these kids had to just stop and wait until they could get into the high school to play ball. And it's cost our kids, because all of the other cities have a strong junior and senior program. We have instituted through our rec department a junior and senior Little League baseball program this year, where our 14s and our 15-year-olds will be able to compete and be able to compete with teams around the area. We spoke with teams in of the sister cities, Sonora, Ballinger, Grape Creek, all of these teams, and they're very excited about this. So we are going to have a junior and a senior league this year through our recreation department.
Wonderful.
And our kids, when they get out of the majors, will now be able to take that next two steps up. They will be able to play baseball. They're 14 and 15. And then when they get into high school, we will have kids that will be prepared to go to high school, and we will not lose those two very important years, which is going to make our Central and our Lakeview teams far, far more competitive. Plus, it's going to increase our rec.
Hallelujah.
Plus, it will be good for our kids, and that's the bottom line.